bid them to come to King's Landing and pledge their fealty to Joffrey when he takes his throne. If they do that, why then we shall know there is no taint in your blood, and when you come into the flower of your womanhood, you shall wed the king in the great sept of Baelor before the eyes of gods and men. Wed the king? The words made her breath come faster, yet still Sansa hesitated. Perhaps, if I might see my father, talk to him about treason, Lord Varys hinted. You disappoint me, Sansa, the queen said, with eyes gone hard as stones. We've told you of your father's crimes. If you are truly as loyal as you say, why should you want to see him? I only meant... Sansa felt her eyes grow wet. He's not... Please, he hasn't been... hurt or...
Lord Eddard has not been harmed, the queen said.
But what's to become of him? That is a matter for the king to decide, Grand Maester Pycelle announced ponderously.
The king? Sansa blinked back her tears. Joffrey was the king now, she thought. Her gallant prince would never hurt her father, no matter what he might have done. If she went to him and pleaded for mercy, she was certain he'd listen. He had to listen. He loved her. Even the queen said so.